5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour as we head into a holiday weekend. And a little Funky Buddha on hand for your barbecues or whatever you're doing this weekend. If you're going to the Panthers game tomorrow night, of course, there's the Funky Buddha tap room inside the Amerant Bank Arena. If you don't have tickets for tomorrow night, you can go watch the game at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. I mean, they got it going on over there. Blueberry Cobbler is back for the summer. It's a delicious beer. Also available statewide at select retailers. You could check out FunkyBuddha.com. Look for the beer finder. But Funky Buddha, you want to enjoy this Panthers run. Funky Buddha's been part of it for a minute. And that's a fun place to watch the games. Or, like I said, if you're lucky enough to go to the games, there's a Funky Buddha tap room right in the Amerant Bank Arena. I'm watching the final Around the Horn right now. You've got Tony Reale hosting, of course. You got Plaschke, Page, Adande, and Bob Ryan as the final panelists. I like a series finale on anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to watch a show to watch the series finale.
That makes no sense.
I like watching how they close a show. I remember watching the finale for Lost. Remember that show, Lost?
I do remember Lost.
Yeah, I never watched an episode, but I watched the finale. I was interested to see how it ends.
Huh, that's interesting.
Woody Page looks good. Did his hair. It's a little poofy.
Yeah, Woody
Page. Bob Ryan looks decent.
I am blown away by Bob Ryan. He looks good.
How old do you think Bob Ryan is?
92.
I think you might be overestimating. 79.
Wow.
I remember back when I started producing the Levitard show, we were in Washington. I can't remember why I was there, but Dan was going to tape PTI. And we're in a hotel bar in Washington, D.C. And I see Bob Ryan having a drink. And I say to Dan, because, you know, Bob Ryan's been on PTI, whatever. And I'm like a fanboy. I'm like, look at that. That's Bob Ryan. And Dan looks at me and he goes, I'm Bob Ryan. Like, what are you fascinated with? He's a sports writer. I'm a sports writer. Well, it shows you what TV does.
Yeah.
You watch someone on TV, it takes them to a whole new realm.
Yeah. But he's Bob Ryan. I mean, no disrespect to the Damn. I mean, he's Bob Ryan, you know?
Bob Ryan.
Yeah. But then, like, then you see Bill Plaschke. You're like, hey. Bill Plaschke.
You have a favorite sports writer? Like, back when I was growing up, that was a big deal to have a favorite sports writer. And I don't know if, for your age group, like, you're aware of the sports writers, but, like, do you have, you know what I mean? Like, for a lot of people, it was Dan in Miami. Before him, it was Edwin Pope and Greg Cody.
Right.
When I was growing up in Chicago, you know, you had Jay Mariotti, was a very popular columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. But you had Ken Holtzman, I mean, you know, years back with the Chicago Tribune.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine used to be Ira Winterman until he cheated in tennis. Now I can't stand him.
Interesting. So he beat you in tennis.
Cheated.
But it was due to cheating?
He didn't really cheat. He just made me play him on clay. Just unfair surface. So now I'm just not a fan at all.
So do you think the panelists will all end with a tie today on Around the Horn? Can't have a winner. Can't mute anybody, can you?
It should be Reale who wins. He should somehow give himself the win.
A great call.
Yeah.
Woody Page's final message on the chalkboard behind him is see you around, .. Which is clever because it's around the horn.
Yeah, I like that.
That's clever. I like that. All right, let's do headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on a holiday weekend. It's brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
Who's your favorite sports writer?
So, it's funny. Brian Bishop, our friend Bish, is texting me because he's a Chicago guy as well. He texted me Royko. So, Mike Royko was probably my favorite columnist in the Chicago Tribune, but he was a columnist. He was a general columnist, not necessarily sports. Rick Tallender, he points out as well. Rick Tallender was a great sports columnist.
My Mount Rushmore would probably be David J. Neal, Barry Jackson, Dave Hyde, and tough on this last one. A little tough. Maybe Bob Ryan.
Okay. There you go. You're a big fan of the Boston Globe?
Yeah. Huge fan. Yeah. Couldn't think of a punchline.
Big newspaper guy, Jimmy?
No, I am not. Yeah. Just maybe on Sundays, the comics.
What's your favorite comic?
I like the Peanut comics or Garfield.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. The old standards.
Yep, the old standards.
But still?
No,
Sunday comics?
No. I don't. Not anymore. I grew up.
Jimmy has like this unbelievably talented ability to say things that I don't think he believes and then backtrack the second you ask him a question.
Yeah, I could press him. He's never read a Sunday comic as far, like I could get that out of him. I just don't have the 3 minutes to waste right now. Because if you read the Sunday comics, Jimmy, it's family circus. How dare you?
The Florida Panthers can make it 3-0 tomorrow with a victory. Game
three. Name any of the characters in Peanuts there, Jimmy?
Snoopy, Charlie Brown, Lucy. Yeah.
Right.
Linus.
That's right.
Peppermint Patty.
Yes. Yeah. Or a little bird.
Woodstock.
Woodstock. Excellent job. Pigpen?
Yes. The one that never showers?
Yeah.
Never seen Jimmy so animated before.
He nailed them all.
Yeah.
Except the black kid.
Franklin.
Wow, Jimmy.
Franklin, well done. You left out the one black kid.
Shout out to Bill Zito, who is a finalist for GM of the Year in the NHL, by the way. So tomorrow, game three is at 8, right? All the games are at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you'll
you can
be out
hear
there.
Them all here. You can watch them all on TNT.
Yep.
Or a little sub-broadcast on True TV.
That's right. And tonight, Western Conference Finals are live on WQAM as well. You can hear the audio. Knicks, right. Pacers tonight at 8:30 as well. Tomorrow, game three in Minnesota in that series. Locally, you have the Marlins 3-game series on the road. They're going to play the Angels in Los Angeles. And Inter Miami plays tomorrow as well. They're at the Union in the city of brotherly love. That is the home of the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. That's a 7:30 p.m. game. MLS game, so it's on Apple TV mañana.
Ever read Kathy, Jimmy?
No.
Marmaduke?
Is that the one about the big dog?
Yeah.
No.
Love Marmaduke.
So you guys
ever read the Sunday comics, Alana?
Nah, so what? You'd get the newspaper to read jokes, comics?
Well, the little comic strips. No. It'd be like 4 panels, little comic strip. You've never seen the Sunday comics in the newspaper?
Yeah, I guess I have, but.
It was great. Beetle Bailey.
And what, this was something you looked forward to?
Oh, my God. The Sunday comics? Mm-hmm. They used to pay, like the newspapers would pay so much money to have the rights to, you know, Nancy or Peanuts, all the different comic strips. And like when you had a major market like Chicago that had the Tribune and the Sun-Times, and whoever had the better comics was going to sell more Sunday papers. It was a huge deal.
Different world, man.
It was. Far Side, Non Sequitur.
I remember Far Side because my dad had like a calendar of
the movie.
Yeah.
Jimmy, did you dress like Caitlin Clark today? Did you see how this just popped up on my timeline? Did you see how Caitlin Clark showed up to Jimmy's dressed like Caitlin Clark?
It was yesterday. You're talking about the State Farm outfit.
Oh, it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh my God, man. Because he's wearing Hawk. Jimmy, stand up. He's wearing khaki pants.
No, he looks like a State Farm guy. He looks like Jake from State Farm.
Look. You dress like Caitlin Clark. Big Fever fan.
Alvin and Hobbes. Doonesbury. Dick Tracy. Dennis the Menace. Gasoline Alley. I used to like Gasoline Alley.
See, now I don't know what you're talking about. Comics.
Andy Cap? You ever had Andy Cap fries?
Andy Cap fries, yes.
Yeah, well, Andy Cap is a comic strip. Andy Cap's a comic strip character. Huh.
This could be comics. This could be categories on a certain website.
Broomhilda.
Yeah. So you just sit around. What happens when you're done reading the comics?
Well, what happens when you're done reading a book?
Right, but it takes me a lot longer to read a book than it does to read a comic, Hawk.
What happens when you're done doing anything? You're done.
What would you do?
What the hell are you talking about?
What would you do?
Calvin and Hobbes?
After I'm... Yeah, I said it.
Okay.
And after I'm done with anything, I'm done with that thing.
Just sounds crazy to me, man. Reading comics.
Foxtrot, Bloom County, Hagar the Horrible, Wizard of Id.
Andy Cap.
About four 40 seconds behind, Jimmy.
Jimmy brought it strong on our show today, man. I got to give him credit.
He did.
He's had a couple good liners today. This might be the best show you've ever had.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Other than your outfit. But.
Hey, don't hate.
Boondock, Sad Sack, Funky Winkerbean. I used to love Funky Winkerbean.
Again, we're talking about comics.
Tank McNamara. Remember that? He was a sports writer or sportscaster, Tank McNamara.
All right. Your weather from the Debesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Hopefully it doesn't rain. My pickleball game doesn't get rained out. But it is raining in parts of South Florida. No joke. Thunderstorm warning. So if you are driving home, drive home safely so you can enjoy the long weekend.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Appel, is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird?
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And it is the final segment of the week heading into a holiday weekend. Although we will be here Monday, even though it's Memorial Day, we will be on the air live from the Amerant Bank Arena as the Panthers will get ready for Game 4. On Monday, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. I was just looking on Funky Buddha's Instagram account. So over Memorial Day weekend, Sunday, Monday, draft beer, $8, blueberry cobbler, which I love, pineapple beach, blonde ale with sun-kissed pineapple. That sounds good. Ginger lemongrass IPA, India pale ale with ginger and lemongrass. How about this? Strawberry banana smoothie sour. Sour beer with strawberry and banana. That sounds good, doesn't it? Cocktails, $15. Not your mama's blueberry lemonade. blueberry lemonade and vodka. Good stuff going on at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. And then, of course, if you're going to the Panthers game tomorrow or Monday, you got the Funky Buddha Tap Room right there at the Amerant Bank Arena. Thank you for giving us a little bit of your time on this Friday, heading into a holiday weekend. And again, we will be on the air Monday, 2 till 6, live from the Amerant Bank Arena. Everybody have a great and safe holiday weekend. Safe, first and foremost. Obviously, go Panthers, go Marlins, go Inter Miami. But everybody have a great and safe holiday weekend. We will speak with you el lunes.